Council.
Hi, this is Kyle Bauer with Plain Talk with the girl that claims she's going fishing today, even though I know for a fact she's got things to do, Jamie Bloom.
They'll wait till tomorrow, right? Mm. The eclipse only happens every so many years.
Every 18
I gotta take
months,
advantage.
Somewhere in the world.
Well, I know, but I probably won't.
Have you still
there.
Never found that song about the You're So Vain?
Oh, I know You're So Vain.
Okay.
Yeah, Carly and, Simon.
Okay.
Yeah, and but I've never listened to the lyrics.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you know, it's like, you know, you took your Learjet to Nova Scotia to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Yeah.
Well, see, if you have a Learjet, you could fly somewhere every 18 months.
If
that
only,
would make
yeah.
a lot of money go by.
You're going to have to pay me a lot more if I'm going to buy my own Learjet.
Yeah, no, you're on your own.
Well, I did see today where Kansas anglers might have a better chance at a prize catch because, of course, we talked last week about how wildlife are supposed to react to the eclipse, basically just convincing them it's nighttime for a little while. So it says, during past solar eclipses, nocturnal insects and birds have been observed following their nighttime routines then in the middle of the day. And it says Kansas fish might exhibit some of their nighttime behaviors, which would mean that they would bite more, especially walleye, sockeye, S-A-U-G-I-Y-E. I guess I never knew how that was spelt.
Well, I always heard it called sockeye.
Sockeye. And channel cats.
Mm-hmm.
Are they typically hide during the day or they sit clear down at the bottom of the lakes? It says they might come out to find food because it's dark and they think that it's nighttime. It says bass might also be expected to appear with greater frequency during the eclipse. Now, you only have 4 minutes to take advantage of this.
Yeah, and, you know, again, we went to the total eclipse up at Frankfurt 7 years ago, and it was like a cloudy day. It doesn't get dark.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I hope people aren't disappointed.
It says boaters in eastern portions of the state might want to consider turning their boat lights on as they would at night while the eclipse is overhead.
Man.
I don't know.
I must have really got rooked on that last one because it just wasn't that dark.
It says anglers should also look for opportunities to catch white bass because these fish are spawning this month and there should be abundant opportunities to snag a few of those. So I'm going to get you. You're going to be out taking your boat out and going fishing today.
Well, I should have started 2 weeks ago if that's going to happen because
I do know somebody that fishes on Milford a lot, and I'm curious. I might have to go message
him. You know, I think your best bet would be to ask people who have chickens.
My next door neighbor has chickens.
Exactly. Did they go to roost at when it happened? Because I'm saying the chickens come home to roost when the sun goes down.
Right.
And I think that would be much easier to observe than getting your boat out and going fishing. But
well, and it's not just, I think people that want to land a big fish, you know, are thinking that they'll land a big fish during this time.
Sure.
People not just watch the fish. But anyway, well, I found my article, too, about how much people are going to spend for the solar eclipse. It says they're spending big. It's projected to deliver a $6 billion infusion into the U.S. economy, not far off the combined impact of Taylor Swift's Eras Tour, which generated $5.7 billion, and the Super Bowl, which generated $1.3 billion.
Wow.
Millions are making a vacation out of it, shelling out for flights, hotels, and tickets to viewing parties along the path of totality.
Well,
Indianapolis is preparing for 500,000 visitors, more than 7 times the attendance of the Super Bowl it hosted in 2012.
You got to spend your money somewhere. So,
Niagara Falls expects to host up to 1 million people for the eclipse. It typically gets 14 million visitors through the entire year. So getting 1 million people there just today.
I've been at Niagara Falls. I don't know where you're going to put 1 million people.
I know. And I wonder where I guess apparently the path of totality must go through there.
And I'm thinking all these people who went to a specific spot to watch, do they have any idea that the weather has a lot to do with it? I mean, if it's cloudy, you've got nothing going on here.
And then you've spent all this money.
Then you need to take your Learjet and fly to
your
where
private jet. It says companies are also rolling out eclipse theme promotions. Delta did two flights that tracked the path of totality, so they actually offered flights.
You know, the deal we had last week was NASA has those planes flying at 55,000 feet, and they are flying in the path of it, trying to gather data. And if you're in the path, you'll get 5 minutes of totality, but they're flying 55,000 feet at 1,500 miles an hour, and they're only going to get 7 minutes. I mean, it goes by fast.
It goes by fast.
So you might want to plan your potty breaks. So, because right when it come by, I was in the bathroom.
Where did Jim go? He was in the bathroom. Did you know that helium was discovered during the 1868 eclipse?
No, how's that work?
That's all I have here. It doesn't give me any more information, but I didn't know that. But it says that's why scientists are so amped up about it, is because they have conducted experiments for centuries during this time, and they'll be gathering data, as we said, about the solar system, observing how animals behave and all those kind of things. And it says helium was discovered during the 1868 eclipse, so they're looking to discover something big, I guess.
You know, the world's running short on helium. I mean, it's become a very rare resource, and some of the best supplies of helium in the past has been right here in Kansas. And where, you know, eventually it runs out. The balloon doesn't have any more air in it.
Right. So. With the moon moving away from the Earth at a rate of 1.5 inches per year, total eclipses will eventually become a thing of the past in about 600 million years. According to John Hopkins professor Sabine Stanley.
All right. So I had pretty much decided that I got my total eclipse sighting in the last deal. The next one they say is going to be in 20 years, but that is not exactly true. It happens every 18 months. Mm-hmm. It's just that it doesn't come in the United States where we can see it for 20 years.
Right.
And then does it really count that the last one was north of us and this one south of us and they were 7 years apart? I mean, does that mean 20 years somewhere in the United States?
Right.
And I'm still going to have to fly my Learjet off to see the total eclipse of the sun.
Yeah, exactly. Well, here's another vacation idea for you. I know we've talked about this before, but here's another opportunity for you to go and celebrate all of the other Kyles in the world in Kyle, Texas.
Because
they're going to make another attempt at breaking the Guinness World Record for the largest same-name gathering with an official gathering of the Kyles.
Well, you know, I claim to be the oldest living Kyle. If I went there, I'm sure I wouldn't be, and so then I'd lose my claim to that. I might be the largest living Kyle. The first time I read the headline, it was large gathering of Kyles, and it's like, hey, let's not make this personal.
Last year, they attracted 1,490 people named Kyle to the event. So May 18th is when they're going to have the next Kyle Fair, is what they call it, and try to break the record. The current record, by the way, for the largest same name gathering in its first name only was set in July of 2017, which ironically was the same year we had an eclipse, too, when 2,325 people named Ivan. Ivan attended an official record attempt, but it was in Bosnia. So,
I
don't know very many Ivans, so I don't think I know any Ivans. But in Bosnia, Ivan's.
Well, I'm not going to start reeling them off, but I know some of them listen to this show regularly, and I'm sorry, Ivan.
Well, I didn't say Ivan was a bad name. I just don't know.
No, I know, but you need to come and introduce yourself to Jamie, obviously.
The city of Austin, Texas, hosted another attempt at the record in February. They did a Ryan rodeo, attempting to take the title by bringing together people named Ryan, and that fell short of taking the title too. So nobody's been able to do it. 2,325 people. So they need you, Kyle.
Well,
they need you.
I think if they would go for something like Bob or Robert or Steve, they'd have a whole lot better chance of doing this. But if you're Kyle, Texas, and have a gathering of Steves, it kind of loses something, right? I have taken my picture by the sign on I-35 for Kyle, Texas, and I wasn't arrested, but the police officer did stop by and see if I needed any help.